the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his apostles, "Beware. I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be as shrewd as serpents and as simple as doves. Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about what you are to say or how you are to speak, for you will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord. God tells us today through the prophet Hosea, "Straight are the paths of the Lord." And then in the Gospel, we see how straight those paths are. "I'm sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves." Think about that for a second. The good shepherd has come into the world to give his life for his sheep. He's warned us against the mercenaries, wolves in shepherd's clothing. And yet, here he is, the good shepherd, who would die for his sheep, every single last one of us. And he's sending us out in the midst of wolves. That's like sending a virgin into an ISIS conference. "Excuse me, how was that straight, Lord?" Oftentimes it's our expectations for the Lord which are a little crooked. The Lord has a very clear idea of why he's come into the world. It's very, very straightforward. It's for the salvation and the sanctification of the human race. It's as simple as two words, "Follow me." And what Jesus is wanting of us with his one-track mind is for us to grasp that even suffering, even difficulty, even betrayal by family members can be part of that mission he has entrusted to us of completing his mission of saving and sanctifying the entire human race. Notice what Jesus says, "Beware of men, they will hand you over to courts, they'll scourge you in synagogues." Just think about that image. "You'll be led before governors and kings for my sake," and then he tells us why. "As a witness before them and the pagans." That it's going to be a means of testimony. "When they hand you over, we're not to worry about what we're to speak, because the Spirit of our Father will be speaking through us at that very moment." That collaborative testimony that Jesus said before he ascended, "You will be my witnesses together with the Holy Spirit." And sometimes the most powerful way of evangelization is by the straight path of our union with the Savior in the midst of duress. It's very easy to be a Christian in the early 300s. When Constantine was populating his government with Christians because they wouldn't lie and he could trust them. So to become a Christian, you no longer had to risk martyrdom. It was the path to worldly success. And so voila, lots of conversions. But it's not difficult, it's not easy to be a Christian when we have to die for it, when we have to suffer for it, when we have to be persecuted and hated by everybody because of it. But sometimes that can be the straightest path to the conversion of others. You remember how we began this week on Monday? Do you remember how we began this week on Monday? July 9th, Feast of Augustine Zhao Rong and his 119 companions. Do you know how he converted? He was the atheist Chinese guard accompanying Bishop Dufresne, a French missionary bishop, on his infamous Chinese death march. And along that journey of about 600 miles, what they would do to the people that they were being led is just pummel them, beat them up, make them hate the journey, so that not only would there be the dread of what awaited, but that there would be the torture all the way along the way. And as his elderly bishop is being knocked to the ground and kicked, he's getting up and he's smiling at the people hurting. He's not cursing, he's forgiving. He's trying to sing hymns as he goes along. And this young Chinese guard, Zhao Rong, kind of blown away when the journey finishes and Dufresne is killed. Zhao Rong seeks out the people who were following. He was a good soldier. He noticed that there were people following all the way along the journey. And so he sought them out and he asked them. They were terrified. And he said, "What does one have to do to become a Christian?" They didn't know whether he was just trying to infiltrate to be able to out and murder them all. So they tested him in various ways. But he persevered. No, I'm serious. I'm not lying to you. I'm not trying to betray you. What does one have to do to become a Christian? And then they explained to him about the importance of baptism. Like an Ethiopian eunuch, he asked for that gift. And then he said, "But who's going to continue to do what Bishop Dufresne and the priests who have killed been doing? How are you going to receive Jesus in Holy Communion? How are people going to forgive you before you die? Well, you need to be priests. What does one have to do to become a priest? Well, one has to study for many years and absolutely have a vocation. Well, where does one study?" For there, it was in Macau. And so off he goes to walk to Macau and then take a boat to make the final trip of the journey. Over there, they recognize, because there was basically one bishop left, that they had to take the risk to ordain. Hoping, just like an emergency baptism, that the rest of the rites would be supplied later. Because if that bishop were arrested, nobody else gets ordained. So he ordained Zhao Rong just weeks after his baptism. And then Zhao Rong is sent back to try to care for those Christians who need a priest. He did it for a very short period of time before he himself was arrested, led on a death march, and killed. He went from Chinese pagan guard to baptized, to priest, to martyr in 3 months. Straight are the paths of the Lord. Even straight are the sufferings that we need to endure. That was absolutely not the homily I was preparing to say. The homily I was preparing to say today was, throughout Hosea, and today's our last day with Hosea, we've been getting the most beautiful message of the Old Testament prophets about the summons to conversion, all because of God's great mercy, His incredible merciful love. He uses tender fatherly images, and He uses spousal images. And then parallel to it, in the gospel this week, Jesus has been asking us to pray for laborers, then calling laborers by name, then sending them out to carry out His mission. have heard it the entire week. The great news of God's mercy has to be announced. We need to pray for those to proclaim and then recognize that as we pray, the Lord is summoning not other people but us to continue that message. And as we go to proclaim the Lord's mercy, we're going to do it even in very difficult circumstances for human beings. But it's here that that message will be able to be maximally amplified. Saint Henry was one who went, as the opening prayer said, from an earthly kingdom to living in the kingdom of God to heavenly realms. He was one who, in his office as king, recognized that the most important thing he could do was to receive the king, to proclaim that kingdom more than his own, and to do everything possible to help people enter. That's why we celebrate him as a saint today. We ask his intercession and his wife, Saint Kunigunda's, for us to recognize that the Good Shepherd comes to feed us, so that from the inside out, he can strengthen us to go out fearlessly, even if we're surrounded by wolves, that his straight path will never be sabotaged, and that all things, including our own suffering and others, will be able to adduce to the continuance of his mission, so that we might join Saint Henry and all the saints in that heavenly kingdom as sheep on the Good Shepherd's eternal road.